Hi all, and welcome to Monday Night's Treasure Vortex with Gypsy Jules from YouTube's Zero Discrimination, as well as GypsyDigs.com, and myself, Amanda Digger Degas. Welcome to Monday, and the cold is upon a good portion of the United States. I know we did not have a show last week, and all apologies for that, but we are here and ready to hang out with you all. So, hey, Gypsy, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. So good to be back on here with you, Amanda. And I know you've been out adventuring, and I can't wait to hear all about it. I know we've only briefly chatted about it, so I can't wait to hear about all of your finds. I've seen some of the pictures, and I know it's been really cold where you're at. How's the weather there?
It's cold. It's 33 degrees right now and pretty windy. It was absolutely frigid this weekend, and for those that don't know, we actually haven't gotten to talk really in the last 2 weeks. Just been totally busy opposite directions. So I know we spoke briefly this morning and you said it was as cold there as it was here. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's a big swap for Texas, because Texas is this, usually this time of year, it's not this cold. Usually we have a fall, but I will say that this year it seems like it went straight from, like, it felt like we had the beginning of fall, but then it was like, it quickly became winter very, very fast. Very, 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 very fast. So, warmed up a bit today, though, which would have been a nice day to get out, but I was busy catching up on other stuff and been working on some painting commissions and stuff like that, trying to get caught up also on editing and stuff like that. So keeping me busy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I know the last 2 weeks you've gotten a couple new videos out too.
Yeah. Let's see. I think there's been one adventure one with Michelle.
Nice.
And then there was another one, my latest one, which it was really fun. We found a lot of really cool stuff. And that was with several friends, Teresa and Michelle and Jackie. And it was Jackie's first time, I think, ever digging in a dump. And it might have been, I don't think it was Teresa's first time digging at a dump, but it was our first time, of course, digging at that dump, and Michelle's, I guess, as well. So, it was a lot of fun. We found some really cool stuff, so y'all be sure and check out that video. One of my favorite finds from that specific last video, which y'all have to go check it out, something you never expect to find, was found by Jackie, and she found this panel to a elevator.
Ooh.
Now, we looked those up, and some of those are going for a lot of money. And it's the panel that, for an elevator where it has the capacity on there, like how many pounds, that can
safely ride the elevator.
Yeah, when you get in the elevator, you can't go over 5,000 pounds or whatever, however much pounds the weight that people can get in there. And then it has all the little holes there for all the buttons. And so this really, really cool So if y'all get a chance, go check out that video. It was so much fun digging with these ladies. And but that was probably my favorite find from that day. I found, I don't want to give it all away, so y'all have to check that out. But my favorite find that I dug was a cameo. That was really cool. I just love. I've always, for the longest time, a cameo was on my bucket list. And I finally found a small cameo years ago, metal detecting. And then after that cameo, I found another cameo, like I think that same year, and then found this cameo in this dump. But I don't know what it is about cameos. I just always, there's something beautiful. They're beautiful, works of art, in my opinion. In fact, yesterday, and I should have shared it on Facebook, came up in my memories, this guy that carves those, and I should have shared it. I just think this is just a beautiful, almost like a lost art these days, because it was so popular back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and I don't know, just one of my favorite things. So that was my one of my favorite find that I found. And then again, the elevator, if y'all didn't hear, the elevator panel, really cool, because we looked those up and some of them were worth like $300, $400, some of
Oh,
those
wow.
panels. So yeah, really cool find that Jackie found. So yeah, that's one video that y'all need to check out. I'm also currently working on editing a lot of people, some people have trouble with their pin pointers and stuff like that. So I wanted to do just a simple video on how to use your pin pointer. And I'm probably going to have to do several videos on this, because what happened is I started filming and I was detecting and actually in Jackie's yard, and she was detecting too, but she was videoing me, showing things with the pin pointer. And she, well, I don't want to give much away because that video is coming, but found her first silver in her very yard.
That's
So that
awesome.
video is what I'm working on now. And so I'm trying to figure out how to split that up. And then it may end up turning into maybe even a three-parter on the pin pointers. Because what a lot of people don't realize about, especially like the Garrett Carrot, is that there are six different settings on that machine. I mean, on that little pin pointer. A lot of people don't realize that. And there's just some tricks that you can use with any pin pointer. Doesn't matter what brand you're using. Just a few little simple tips, to point out to people. So anyway, working on that video, and hopefully I'll have that done before Thanksgiving, I'm hoping. And anyway, hoping to get out over the holidays if the weather, permits.
Cooperates, yeah.
Yeah, if it cooperates. But we're super excited. My boys are coming to visit. So
Awesome.
they do usually like to get out with me and adventure. They don't really like to metal detect, but sometimes they'll help me dig or something like that. So super excited about that. So should be a fun holiday.
I know. Can you believe it's like here?
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. Like I said, it doesn't feel like fall. It feels like winter to me already. And Texas weather, usually by now, I can just get out and enjoy just some of the most beautiful days in the fall for metal detecting. Just perfect weather. But with this cold, I am not a cold. I just don't like detecting in the cold. And when you know me and wind, detecting in wind. And I really liked your idea you had about the The ski goggles. I may have to just order me a pair of ski goggles and
Yeah.
try that when it gets windy, because when it gets windy, my eyes water and then I can't see, and then my hair, even if I've got a hat on, and sometimes it comes loose and it's flying in my eyes, and especially, with a strong wind and stuff. So I may try that. I may just order me some snow goggles or snow,
Ski
whatever you
goggles.
want to call them. Ski
Yeah.
goggles. Yeah, ski goggles. I can't even.
Just
But
don't
anyway,
get.
I'm not used to getting snow here in Texas. So, and I've only been snow ski. I haven't been snow skiing in, oh my gosh, oh, maybe 20 years. That's how long that's been.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But yeah. Have you ever detected a snow lift or anything like that?
No,
I know that.
there's like a real old hill that was like one of the first that I've been contemplating trying to ask for permission, but haven't done it yet. Obviously when it's not snow on the ground.
Yeah, definitely.
But
But what's cool is when that snow melts, I mean, it'd be laying basically right on top of the ground. Some of it might migrate down the hill, depending on how steep it is. But I'm curious if any of our listeners, you could always drop it in the comments. But I know that we do have our phone number available tonight, but we want to hear more first about Amanda's adventures before we open that up. But I'm just curious if any of you have ever swung metal detected at any ski resorts, ski lifts. I've heard of a lot of recoveries done in those. And anyway, I'm just curious. But enough about some of my latest adventures. Let's hear about yours. I know you took a trip to New York, or to Brooklyn,
I
I should
did.
say.
I did.
And you got to go look at the old, where the old dump is, where you and I got to go do some mudlarking and scraping and digging before,
Yes.
which, oh my gosh, you and I were there, what, 3 days or 2 days?
Yeah, we did it for 3 days when you came up.
3 days, wow.
We did. Yeah, and
That was a blast.
it's crazy how
Was this the first time
fast.
you've been back since then, or didn't you go back one more time? Seemed like you went one other time since you and I went.
No, I think it was before. I went once before and then once with you. And yeah, so this is my third time going there. But yeah, it was so word to the wise. I know that we're all treasure hunters and, we get really excited about making plans and, definitely check. Like, I did not put two and two together that this weekend was like one of the busiest travel weekends. So, what should have been like a 5.5 hour drive all of a sudden jumped up to 6.5 hours and then 7.5 hours. And I left midday, like actually before 11, and was like, what is with all this traffic? I couldn't figure it out. It was like one, it was really the drive from all get out. Right off the bat, our first state route, I got behind a truck that like had trash coming out of the back of its truck, like hitting the car. And thankfully, there was, a couple cars in front of me. So I was just dodging it and just hoping that they didn't crash. So that was the first. Then I got on 95, and the big tractor trailers, they had giant chunks of ice flying up off the top and slamming down into the road.
Oh my
And I'm
goodness.
like, all I could think, I'm like, please don't hit my windshield. Please don't hit my windshield. And so that was even before I got out of Maine. So I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Because there's never like I've left midday on a Friday, and usually there's no traffic until about, 2, 3 o'clock. And then, people getting out of work early or head into their destinations. And I was like, oh. And then, yeah, the traffic, it was just nonstop. I think there was maybe three car accidents I ended up sitting for. But once I got to New Jersey, I stayed with Audra from Jersey History Hunter and hung out there for the night. And once I was able to like park the truck and be like, basically all of that went away. And it was like, I think if you saw my post on Facebook, it's true. We were like kids on Christmas Eve, couldn't wait to get out there. And
Right.
we knew it was going to be cold. And yeah, I had the snow goggles with me. But the wind really on Saturday to me wasn't too bad. I mean, I didn't end up pulling them out. I should have on Sunday. But the only time that the wind affected me on Sunday was when we were walking, like walking back down the beach to head out. And at that point, I'm like, my hands were so cold. I'm like, I can't even get in my backpack to grab them. So,
Holy
but.
moly.
Yeah, we stayed. So yeah, that morning, so Saturday morning, we both took our own vehicles and we drove to the parking area. So we got to watch the sunrise over the bay and like over the city, and it was so pretty.
Oh,
And then,
beautiful.
like, there was hardly any cars there, and we get to the beach, and it's like, yay! And you know me, so right off the bat there was like pebbly areas, so I'm searching, I'm finding beads and jewels, and
Of course.
because that's I love that. It's one of those things where I'm like, do I want to look for the metal things or do I want to look for the but it was great. Saturday was absolutely an awesome time. I found a whole bunch of goodies that at first, when you find things, and it was still cold, I think I was wearing two fleece-lined pants and three thermals and a sweatshirt and a parka, and it was cold. It was definitely cold.
Wow.
I had those hand warmers in both my pant pockets and my jacket pockets, though. So each time my
Yeah.
hands got too cold, I just kind of like held on to them for a little bit, and then I was like, all right. Time to do it again. Keep finding stuff. But we did like a mix of what you and I did with the I Spy and then the just scraping the sand. But there was from when you and I went last, the sand was really in. So like all of the areas that we would have, that we saw before, they were all sanded in, so you couldn't see them. They were just like up at the top. It was crazy. It was crazy. You knew that there was good stuff there. You just didn't know
Right.
really where. So you had to, put two and two. Oh, I spotted in the sand some metal sticking out. Okay, here I'm gonna scratch. And it really is.
Right.
You're only scratching like an inch down to kind of see what might be there. And but I did. I ended up with like this cross pendant type thing that I think
Ooh.
on Facebook some people said was like a Masonic or something along those lines.
Oh.
And I ended up on Saturday with a like a big World War II and up like the Great Seal. It was huge, huge Great
I
Seal.
saw your picture of that. Somebody posted it. You or maybe it was Audra, I don't remember. Saw a picture of you holding it, looked like the Great Seal up. I was like, oh, I think that is what goes on the hat. Isn't that the
Yep.
hat?
Yeah, Karen actually and I don't know if she's in chat or not, but KK sent a picture of herself. It's the USAF enlisted hat insignia badge, and she posted a picture of herself with the hat with the badge on. I'm like, "Oh, that's so cool."
So cool. Yeah, my dad had one on his hat too. That was so cool. I would love to find one of those. I've found, I think almost all of those, the buttons, the great seal, the one, I think it is like a collar pin, if I remember correctly, but I've never found the hat pin. I really want to find the hat one now. Very cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it was pretty funny too, because I'd be like, "Oh, I found a marble." And then Audra would be like, "I found a marble." And then I think at one point she said she found a coin, and then I found a coin, and found a bead, and then she found a bead, and I found a gemstone, and then she found a gemstone. So it was awesome. Like it was back and forth. We're like, "Yay!"
That is awesome. So let me ask you, and what was y'all's like? You already talked about the possibly Masonic or whatever symbol, and then that piece there that you found also that goes on the Great Seal pin thing. Would you say those were your favorite finds? I know you found silver, and I think she did too, correct?
I think she did find a merc. Audra will have to say in
Awesome.
chat if she did or didn't. This might sound weird, but the iron or brass knuckles were probably my favorite find.
The
because you
what?
I found like a set of brass knuckles.
You did? That's
Yeah, like
cool.
the back the mafia, and
Right, kind of that time period where they would have probably,
chucked them, or
they carried those around,
yeah,
Johnny be
because
careful.
we find tokens and we find keys and we find jewelry pieces and the military stuff, but how often can you say you found a set of
Truth.
knuckles?
Truth. You know what that reminds me of, though, that I still have in one of my cases? It wasn't brass knuckles, but I did find, actually, I might have found some, but I don't think they were brass.
Yeah, I think these are iron, maybe.
I have to go look at mine. Yeah, I think mine are something, I don't think they're brass, but I'll have to send you a pic. It's something I found a long time ago, way before I had my YouTube channel. And I found it on the beach, and it's something you hold like brass knuckles in your hand, but it's got this pointy thing on it. Like, it's very dangerous. It's definitely a weapon. I mean, I have to go find it. It's in one of my many cases of finds, and post it sometime. For you to go, I send it to you,
That'd be
but it just
awesome.
reminded me of that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
I have found, I think it was a necklace that was like, it was a necklace that was brass knuckles
That's
as
crazy.
well. But they're not, they're
Like a
miniature size.
charm,
They're not
yeah.
real, yeah, like a charm. And then, well, grenade as a charm too before found that at the park. Anyway, sorry, just going back on finds all of a sudden, making me think of one find and then another find. But that's cool find. Now, what was your other one? You said you found the knuckles, the brass knuckle things or iron knuckles. What else?
So the problem is, it was so cold that it was one of those things, even on Saturday, and you know what it's like. You're racing the tide. So you're trying to find as much as you can, trying to jam in as much as you can in the time period that you're there.
Right.
And the
I feel
tide is
you.
going to chase you out. Or on Sunday, it was the weather that eventually chased us out. So I have an entire bag of like bigger items that there were some cool things, but I haven't even they're still sitting in the bag. And I mean, in front of me, I have a bunch of pewter jewelry, and you know me, I love finding the little jewelry. A skeleton key.
Oh yeah.
I did find the
I
skeleton
did
key, so that was
see you had a
cool.
skeleton key. That is so
Yeah,
cool.
so that was
Something
neat.
I will say, I don't know if I sent it to you, but did I? I think I got commissioned to paint a raven with a
Yes.
skeleton key in its mouth. And when I saw your skeleton key, I think it was about the time I was painting that painting with
Awesome.
the raven. So that was cool. I love skeleton keys. You know that.
Yes, that's awesome. So Saturday, I mean, we ended up finding some cool things. She got some bottle stoppers. I had that on my list for Sunday, was finding a little perfume bottle stopper, but that didn't happen. And then Sunday, we stayed at the same place that you and I stayed, 'cause it's right there. It's super close. And it's right on the strip, so food's right there, and worked out great. And then Sunday, when we met Anthony, who is the Brooklyn treasure hunter, he met us there to go, to go treasure hunting with us as well. So that was a blast. That was a blast. It was awesome getting to meet him. And then it did. On Sunday, the wind and the cold was just so much worse than Saturday. It was one of those, like, once it got to the bone, it just hurt. It hurt to bend over to look. It hurt to kneel. It hurt. It just hurt. It was so cold. So, I did end up finding it ended up with two rings. One is a big pewter ring, and then
Really?
one is a, I think, a kid's ring. And then I had a bird and a heart theme. I ended up with a big, like, brass heart pendant, and then a pewter heart with, like, little stones in it, and then a pewter heart with stones that has a bird sitting on top of it. And then I found a pewter bird with gemstones in it. And I love the old jewelry like that. Now,
Oh, that's my favorite.
don't ask me how to
That's
clean pewter. I have
for
not figured it out yet.
sure. Yeah, pewter and zinc, and those are the hard ones to clean. Super hard.
And Wayne was right. You don't want to clean up. You want to leave something. But at the same time, too, I'm not trying to clean every. Like, I don't have time this week anyway. But it's one of those deals where once it gets so cold here, it's nice to have a backstash, of, like, things to clean up. And it will be crazy what I end up figuring out what some stuff is. Be like, I don't know. But it really was. It was a
Yeah.
great time. It was crazy. Sunday, we did. I think we were out there for 3 or 3.5 hours. And by the time that we left, I looked and put it into the GPS, and it was like 4.5 hours. I'm like, yay! I'll get home before dark.
Wow.
So, still got to go out treasure hunting, and was able to still make it home while it was light out. And oh man, I don't know which bridge it is, but the gusts of wind hitting the truck on it, and it's like you're basically on top of the car next to you. That was a little, I it was a little scary. Like, it freaked me out quite a bit. I guess that's just not something I deal with a lot in Maine. Plus,
Right.
I love you all from Connecticut, but man, some of you guys, you're crazy drivers. And it didn't matter what state I was in. Like, even in New Hampshire, it was Connecticut drivers cutting people off and zigzagging, and I'm like,
Wow. That time of the year, I guess. It's like, come on, people, be more courteous. Have a little more patience.
Some people probably don't want to hear this, but on Sunday, basically, my drive was listening to Christmas music.
There you go.
It made the drive that much faster, because you know all the songs. I just sang along with
Yeah,
them,
yeah.
and it was cold enough, and it's Thanksgiving this week, and I'm like, you know what? I'm leaving it on this channel. It works.
You know, I haven't listened to any Christmas music yet, but I, with this colder weather, it gets me in the mood. So I know Thanksgiving is just, coming up this week, but and I can't wait. you know, to spend that time with my boys, but heck, I might have to put some Christmas music on
And sorry
to
for those
get
of
me in
you.
the
I promise
mood.
it's not me who's making the snow happen.
Ohio Relic says, no, I'll hear it in my head until August. You know, that's true, though. It's funny how I can remember as a kid singing Jingle Bells till I must have drove my parents insane, probably all freaking year long. I could not wait till Christmas to sing those songs. So, oh yeah, and watching Christmas movies and drinking hot cocoa. Yes. It's time to do hot cocoa. I made chili tonight because of the weather. It's just kind of that, got that feeling, you know.
That's a good
But
idea.
yeah.
But it was, whenever you get to go and meet up with friends, and even
Oh, that's
not,
the best.
and meeting Brooklyn Treasure Hunter Anthony, he was wicked nice, and it was great. It really was. It was a great weekend away, and kind of, holidays can incite some stress. This time of the
Yeah.
year with, it getting dark early and being dark early in the morning. It's, you know, these hobbies are basically what keep me sane.
Heck yeah, it's my therapy. It's my therapy.
it's a great avenue. That you might not, you might feel a little bit down, and just getting out there can absolutely relieve a little bit of that. And that was it was definitely work for me this weekend. And I appreciate the conversations I had with both Audra and Anthony. It was awesome. And you get into like any of
Oh,
that, and you
yes.
start talking and hearing about other adventures and
Yes,
going on
yes,
an adventure together. It's a blast. It really is. And again, it keeps me sane.
yes. Right. And especially for those that experience the extreme weather in winter and they're not able to get out as much. You know, and I know it's really only fall, but it feels like winter, but it's that those memories help get you through. And then now you've got all these cool finds that you can clean up over the winter when it starts getting colder, you know. And like what you always do in the winter, Amanda, I know a lot of our listeners already know, but some of them may not know. Some of our newer listeners, kind of tell them what you do in the wintertime as. You know, you're not able to get out because of the weather, with your finds and stuff.
So usually it changes every year because of the weather, but I have everything cataloged that I found throughout the year, and not cataloged but bagged. And then what I do is I pull everything out and I catalog it and take pictures, and if there's items that still need to be cleaned up, I clean it up. And then if there's stuff that needs to be returned to different property owners that we have agreements with, I'll put them in Riker cases and do a write-up and bring those back. And that in itself, returning, some of these properties, they belong to their great 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 grandparents, and that might be, their grandmother's baby spoon with the monogram, or their grandmother's ring. And it's nice that they agree and they let me hold on to the stuff for the year. So that's what I
Right.
do. And then sometimes if I got really bad at it last year, but on Instagram, what I'll usually do is, and maybe I'll try to do it on Facebook and TikTok this year, but like guess how many beads, and they'll be in a bottle, and guess how many marbles, and Guess how many days I actually got out treasure hunting in the year, and I keep track of all of that. And I know I'm weird.
Awesome. Not weird at all. I think it's fabulous. I think it's fabulous.
I mean, but
Awesome.
don't get me wrong, I will still layer up and try to either get out into the woods or if it's a calm day, I'll the areas that I mudlark around here are brackish water, so as long as the ice isn't covering the beach, I can still mudlark for a good portion. But it does look like this weekend, I think we're back into the 40s. But I don't know. This morning it looked like rain, so I'm like, come on. I just want to get out
Right.
one more time, like with like semi calm, not rain, not freezing.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, man, I mean, I'm so glad you got to get out and do that and go do that before it got too cold.
Yeah.
But, and get out with friends and stuff. But I am a little jealous.
I missed
Not only
you.
because of where you, oh,
I
I'm
missed
missed you
you.
too,
And I you had
and
you
but I'm jealous because I've wanted to meet Anthony a long time, and I mean, you got to meet him. So, hi, Anthony. Someday.
And you had said send pictures, and I'm like, I can't send pictures. She's gonna,
I totally get it.
it was
I
like I
totally get it.
didn't want you to think I was rubbing it in, or I'm like, oh, it, though I believe me, I thought of you, and I was like, oh, she would freaking love this.
Yeah, I agree with Wayne. I may just fly to Florida and spend the rest of the winter there at the beach. Oh, geez.
That would be, oh.
Or Arizona, but some of Arizona can get really cold.
Never been. Maybe I
Never.
have. I don't know.
I
Now I'm
lived in
like,
Arizona for a while. I'm really anxious to get the new Garrett Axiom, and I might have to take a trip to Colorado or Arizona to do some testing for too long. But
I don't think Richie's in chat, but in case he listens later, I do have to. I need to get to the post office and mail out the sticker pack from 2 weeks ago because I am slacking, not good. But Anthony and Audra were both kind enough to share some stickers with me, stickers, and
awesome sticker.
so let me if you.
You want me to do the number thing? You got
If
stuff ready?
you want to hold on, I'm like getting them, and then what
Is
I
it
can do as well, yes,
random
I
number?
can throw in a treasure vortex patch along with the stickers and a gypsy sticker. And I'm sorry, I'm all out of Digger DeGaz stickers. Plus, I need to reevaluate and get something else going for that. But yeah, so if you want a chance to win a sticker pack and maybe something else thrown in there, if you could just put your name in chat,
Say that again.
sticker pack.
Yeah.
A sticker pack, yes. Oh, maybe
It.
we. I still have some of those. So I don't know how many. Only the Indiana crew got to see, the wooden nickels that we had. We have lucky four leaf clover treasure vortex podcast wooden nickels. I could throw one
They're
of those
lucky. You
in.
carry them in your pocket for good luck, and you're going to find all kinds of treasure, right? You're going
Yeah,
to get sucked
absolutely.
into the treasure vortex.
All right, so I
This
got.
is a different random number picker. I'm going to hopefully I'll figure this one out.
Just,
Oh.
did you just type in random.org?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't. Is it random.org?
I or
Is it?
random.com. And Yerdon and Bill. Five. Shauna and Mary. And Mary. And Ed.
So, if you would like to be in our little drawing with some stick-a-pack, I can't even say it like you, be sure and drop a comment in comment section, log in if you're not logged in. Hey, Jeff, I didn't know Jeff was here. And, hey, Nancy.
Good luck. Good luck. Nancy.
Comment. Bill says comment.
Nan. And Paul.
Jackie, hey
Dan.
Jackie, Jackie's here.
Hey, Jackie.
While we're waiting for you to finish that, I wanted to say this. So Jackie and I went to another location the day before she found her silver something in the yard. yabba dabba doo. Anyway, we went to a local park that had some history and stuff, and I found something silver that day too. So I got silver, but it's not a silver coin, so you have to wait and watch the video to find out what I
Ooh.
found. I haven't posted a photo of it either. All I did is I posted a photo of a screenshot that she was videoing me right with my funny face that I was making. You know, that face you make when you find silver, and I called her
Yes.
over to video for me, and I screenshotted it. So anyway.
Again, if anybody is new to collecting like the different stickers and stickas and everything like that, at Home Depot they have these paint tester laminate squares, and they're 8.5 by 11. They're adhesive. You can stick them on anything, like fridges, walls, and you can peel them off without ripping off paint or anything like that. So that's what I have. Like my sticker wall is all of those in panels, so if I ever moved or anything like that, I could easily peel them off and bring them to the next place. I mean, I know a lot of people put them on their cars and whatnot, and again, I don't like doing that because if I go to trade in my truck, like I'm looking, there's already one on my truck that I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't put it there, because you can't get it off. There's no getting it off to save it. So, yes.
Something I forgot to mention while we are here. I'm totally changing the subject here. In if any of you got received the new magazine, American
American
Digger,
Digger.
magazine, I am actually mentioned in there by Jace. If you get a chance, read that article, Jace Robertson, article about him and the metal detecting and stuff like that. If you get a chance, go check it out.
Oh.
So it was a nice little surprise that I was in American Digger magazine this month. So go check that out. I'll probably post something. I haven't posted anything yet, but I'll probably post something about it. But it was pretty cool to, it was an honor to be mentioned by Jace, in there in the article. And, anyway, just wanted to share that with you. If y'all haven't, gotten the new American Digger magazine, get a chance, check it out. Jace got an interesting story in there, so.
Yeah, and if you haven't got it yet, it's on its way. I got home Sunday to it sitting. I'm like, yay!
Yeah, mine was sitting there for 2 days, and it was funny. Like, my mother was like, if you're not going to look at that, I would love to look at it and read it and see, like, I said, well, somebody told me I might be in that one. And she's like, hollers at me from the other room, you're in this one. And guess what? Jason mentioned you.
That's
So
awesome. Very
that
cool.
was really cool. Really cool.
That is very cool. Okay, I think we are ready. I think we are ready. So I have 14.
Okay. Just 1 second, I'm typing. let's see. 14. We've got 14 for our random generator. All right. Y'all ready? Sorry. Oh, never had this happen, but this is fun. You ready for the winning number?
Yes.
Number one.
Number one was Mike Chamberlain.
Yay, Mike. Awesome.
Winner.
Mike is such an awesome guy.
Everybody,
yay,
make
Mike.
sure you head over for Relic Roundup at 9 o'clock after. And thanks, Jeff, for joining us. Congratulations, Mike. I'm gonna put the email address if you can send your.
Yeah, send us your address. You can also send it to just one of us, or
oh, yeah.
Or she's got the email address in there. And tv.treasurevortex@gmail.com.
Yep.
I can never remember that.
It's I believe me, if I could find the owner of
I can't remember anything.
The Treasure Vortex. Well, I should have just done the Treasure Vortex LLC because we are the only owners of that.
And our phone number. Do we have enough time to have a call-in phone number before we close tonight?
We have one more.
It would be a short call.
Yep, if you
oh,
want to do
another sticker pack.
Yep, one more sticker pack, and then
okay, one more sticker pack, folks. We got the same amount of people. We just had somebody else join, though. I just saw somebody else, I thought. It looked like another. Is it Brooklyn Treasure Hunter?
That's Anthony.
That's Anthony. Oh, so. Maybe I'm seeing things.
No.
Oh, I smell brownies.
I just
oh,
went back
gosh.
Through. Nobody else.
Somebody just made brownies.
So actually, do 1 through 13. That way we don't
13,
have Mike.
Do we
yeah.
lose somebody? Oh, okay, Mike. Or I should do, well, if he's number one.
Well, I crossed, well, yeah, that's true.
Oh, you crossed it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, y'all ready? So what am I doing?
Hold on.
What
I'm
numbers?
Changing it. I'm changing everybody's number.
Oh, goodness. So if you're still in here, just keep hanging out for a minute. See if you're the winner of the next sticker pack. He did change his pick. That's why it confused me.
9, 9, 10.
So something interesting, just wanted to bring this up while she's changing that. I started watching a new series on Amazon Prime called The Peripheral, and it's future-based. Now, I haven't gotten that far in. I'm just on episode 3. But Ken King had posted something of a screenshot of someone wearing a pull tab around their neck in the episode. And it's supposed to have, like, futuristic stuff. It's really neat, very sci-fi, futuristic, time travel thing. I'm really loving it so far. But it was really interesting that she was wearing a pull tab around her neck and as a, like, a relic or something kind of the past, you know, in the show. So I'm anxious to find out. Or see that. I haven't noticed it yet because I'm only on episode 3. But I'm going to go down after the podcast tonight and watch some more of it tonight because I shared it with my family. So go watch it with my family. So I've watched the first episode again. So if y'all get a chance, y'all might want to check it out. You might find it interesting too. But it's interesting to think what could possibly be considered relics in the future of something of the past. And of course, our greatest nemesis as metal detectorists is the pull tab. So, and I think Mike had commented this when I on his comment. It's interesting to know the newer pull tabs, when you twist them around, did you know they're actually, that hole there is for you to put your straw in?
Huh.
Did you know that?
I
didn't
did
know
not.
That. So, Mike, thank you for that tidbit of information as well. Are y'all ready? So, numbers 1 through what?
13.
Or 13?
Yep.
All right. Uno, dos, 13. All right, you ready? Drum roll.
Drum roll. Brrr. Okay.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Is the lucky winner.
Is Jackie.
Whoever that is. Jackie, yay! Awesome.
Congratulations, Jackie. Thank you all for playing Woo-hoo! Along. We have 8 minutes. So,
all right. Do we have time for a quick caller?
What do you want to do?
Well,
does anybody actually want to call in? And,
does anybody want to call in and just say hi or share something quick with us? Anybody?
Oh, well, if someone says yes in chat, then I'll give the phone number
yeah.
again. But
okay.
It's one of those, oh, the season is almost done. Is there something you're still hoping to find? Is there something you found this year that just blew you away? Anything like that?
Yeah, anything like that. For those of you that don't know Jackie, I mentioned her earlier in chat. Was detecting with her last week, but she has had a detector for quite some time and finally gotten it out of the closet and started using it. And she took it to the Mississippi River a while back and found something really cool. And she had found this old boat light that is just amazing. And she's got it in her, she has her own business, and she's got it in her little shop, whatever. She put a light in it. It looks so cool.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Cool. She says she's going to put space for her stickers on her new, she got a brand new shovel from Predator Tools, I think.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Anyway,
and
she found her first silver coin last week. So I'll be sure and be looking for the upcoming videos with Jackie in it. And also, she went on our trip with Shauna, which is in chat as well, that I had talked about the previous week for my birthday week and weekend. They took me on a trip, a surprise trip to go crystal digging. And anyway, it was a blast, and I had a point to my story, and I can't remember what it was, but anyway, and Jackie went with us. Shauna's another fairly new metal detector. She's a local, lives right up the road from me, that has had two metal detectors. So her and I've been out. She took me out on my birthday. Me too. Ready to go back. We're ready to go back and dig crystals. Next time, what we might have to plan, ladies, is we'll have to plan a trip where Amanda can fly here. We'll fly her in, and she's going to go with us because it was such a blast. Oh, my gosh. Just such a blast.
That would be awesome.
And there was another point I was making in that story, but I can't remember what it was. But anyway, all right, we're about out of time now, folks. I don't know if we're going to have time for a call anyway.
No.
But y'all be sure and go to Jeff is going to be on It's Relics Radio right after this. I think it's on Spreaker as well. isn't it? Or
It is.
iHeartRadio thing. So y'all go and listen to Jeff. Jeff's a great guy. In fact, Squirrel is so right, Shauna. I get easily distracted. But anyway, Jeff is a great friend, great detectorist, and love the guy. So y'all go support them, and we love you all, and you all have a fabulous night and a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous Thanksgiving. And we've all got a lot, something to be thankful for. So most of all, I'm thankful for my special co-host and friend, Amanda Digger DeGuz, and
Aww.
All of you listeners. I love you all, and you all have a happy Thanksgiving. Love.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and I hope you have a safe and happy week. Enjoy the food. Enjoy your company. And we'll catch you next Monday. All right. Good night, everyone.